You're with Jake Cupid on ABC Illawarra.
As I was saying, the Albanese government is looking to curb soaring power prices across New South Wales, Southeast Queensland and South Australia, with average prices being much higher than those in Victoria. But unfortunately, the good news is slightly overshadowed by the fact that prices will increase on the 1st of July. Energy Minister Chris Bowen will give a speech to the Australian Energy Week conference in Melbourne today, where he's expected to announce a plan to review the default market offer for retailers in New South Wales, South Australia and southeastern Queensland. As I said before, since 2022, power prices have gone up by $548 in New South Wales, which, if you do the maths, is almost exactly twice the amount the government promised bills would come down by before they were elected in 2022. Remember that? They said bills would come down by $275. Well, that didn't happen. So what could the impact of this plan be? Tim Buckley is the Director of Climate Energy Finance, and he's here to chat us through it. Good morning, Tim. How are you going?
Good morning, Jake. I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for your time, as always. I appreciate your vast knowledge we can tap into. So power prices are meant to go up at the start of next month. How much by, and how is that expected to impact households?
Jake, the Australian Energy Regulator's default market offer for New South Wales on average is going up by 8 to 10% from the 1st of July 2025. So absolutely significant increases in the default market offer, but a number of consumers who are on special deals will see those special deals disappear. And we've seen reports that Momentum Energy, owned ironically by the federal government, Snowy Hydro, has put up prices by upwards of 25%. So now, obviously, that was a very good initial offer, but effectively, Australian citizens have a loyalty tax. I've done many, many commentary over the years about the default market offer and said the number one thing consumers can do is shop around. But effectively, you have to shop around every single year because your energy retailers are going to tax you if you fail to actually shop around. It's like we were in a situation with mobile phones 20 years ago where you had to constantly shop around or you'd get taken to the cleaners by your mobile phone operator. Energy retailers are doing the same thing. So they get absolutely carte blanche under the Australian Energy Regulator's default market offer to put up their prices on the 1st of July every year. They can work around that. They can offer alternative projects. They can lure consumers with special packages. But even worse, if they offer one customer a special package, they then get to go to the regulator and say, oh, that cost us money. We're going to charge everyone else. Anyone who didn't shop around will pay effectively the loyalty tax. So Minister Bowen is going to do a significant review. And I would hope the overriding public interest has to be made very, very clear to the AER that their objective is to lower the average cost of energy permanently for all Australian consumers rather than protect everyone in the monopolistic chain servicing the consumer.
Okay, I want to understand the particular changes to regulation the government has available to them to bring prices down or at least to manipulate the DMO. But first, you hinted at it a moment ago. Could you just help us understand the justification retailers offer when they put up prices? What do they say is leading to the necessity to increase prices?
It is the default market offer, which goes up systematically annually on the 1st of July every year. So every retailer of energy uses that as the opportunity to review, reassess their own electricity plans, and they can just simply blame the government. The AER said the prices are going up and we're putting your price up. Now, are they putting it up in line with the default market offer or are they putting up by significantly more? That's not caught by the regulation. The regulation is designed to give a safety net to consumers who haven't shopped around or don't have the flexibility. And you hope that the retailers will undercut the average default market offer and give special rates. But what I find particularly onerous on consumers is that we all wear the price. It's not like when my electricity retailer offers me a special deal, they're not wearing that cost. That's not a cost of their expansion of their business. That's then amortized on everyone else in the system. And so The whole system is set up to protect the profits of the retailers, the grid operators, the generators. Everyone gets protected except for the Australian consumer. And Bowen, Minister Bowen has said he's going to reassess and reprioritise that to make sure the regulators serve the people of Australia. What a refreshing stance. Let's see the evidence in reality, given Snowy Hydro is owned by the federal government, and it's Minister Bowen who should have actually already intervened in Snowy Hydro to prevent the worst of the gouging coming from that retailer. But to be fair, sorry, that was a bit of a sledge. To be fair, within 2 days of Momentum Energy, Snowy Hydro doing that, Minister Bowen has announced a major reform, a major review, and so he's responded immediately. So sorry, that was a real sledge. I'll walk it back a bit and say Minister Bowen is doing what he can. Let's judge the outcome, but he has immediately responded.
I appreciate you being clear and frank in that regard. It's 16 minutes to 9. You're listening to me, Jake Cupid, on ABC Illawarra. My guest is Tim Buckley, the founder and director of Climate Energy Finance. We're speaking about the rise in energy prices expected at the 1st of July. Energy Minister Chris Bowen will announce today that the government will review the default market offer for retailers in New South Wales, southeastern Queensland, and South Australia. Tim, how will the government adjust regulations to bring the DMO down? What are they going to do?
It is, I would say it is as simple as the minister giving a regulatory direction to the Australian Energy Regulator in their mandate that they must put the overriding public interest as the number one priority. Their role is not to serve the retailers and ensure all of their costs and profit margins are protected. Their role is not to serve the grid owners to make sure they get their regulated rate of return. And it's not to serve the unreliable coal and gas-fired power plants from gouging us left, right and centre and being able to pass on all of those costs to us. The overriding public interest should be to serve the people of Australia and protect us from those players who are big and ugly enough to protect themselves. And I think that is an absolutely important and critical setting, because the Australian consumer must trust the federal government and our state governments to work in their national interest, because we are going through a massive energy system transformation. It's like flying a plane and trying to change the engine at the same time. We have to do it. The climate science is clear. The coal-fired power plants are at the end of useful life. Their reliability is going through the floor. That was the reason last week we saw prices go through the roof. AEMO's highlighted again, the Australian Energy Market Operator has highlighted prices go through the roof again tonight. A little bit of cold weather and the unreliability of end-of-life coal and gas plants means we all pay the price. But rather than AGL or Origin or Energy Australia wearing the cost of their outages, if their machines break, we all subsidise them. That shouldn't be the overriding public interest. The overriding public interest, as I hope Minister Bowen is flagging, will be to protect the Australian consumer.
And just finally, Tim, I read this morning the government suggested it might look to initiate this review or perhaps have it wrapped up by next year. Does that mean that in the meantime, we're just going to have to cop the price increases?
It does. And so it means every consumer, every listener on this call should be ringing up their electricity retailer, or better still, ringing up a different retailer and asking what's their best offer, because shopping around is the annual requirement on consumers. We have an archaic system that is protecting the retailers, so the consumer must take their own interest into account and shop around. And you'll invariably, in some years, you get a 10, 20% reduction versus the default market offer. And that's what Minister Bowen had relied on, and the AER had relied on, that consumers would shop around. But rather than it mean everyone is mandated that they have to protect themselves, the system should not allow gouging. And so that's the number one thing. But next year, as you say, hopefully we'll have a better system. And hopefully with a whole lot of new renewable energy capacity coming through and more batteries than you can poke a stick at, we will have lower electricity prices next year. But I won't be holding my breath for that. That's a year away. In the meantime, everyone has to shop around.
Tim, always a pleasure to chat and learn from your experience. Thank you kindly for your time.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jake.
Take care. Tim Buckley, founder and director of Climate Energy Finance.